friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, you take one of the Psalms from the Book of Sung Praises from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament that we hear in every Mass, and we connect that Psalm to the daily Mass readings. And today we have an awesome set of readings today. The first reading is extremely long. It's from the Book of Daniel, and it's the story of Susanna, who was a God-fearing woman who was lusted after by two elders. They would watch her, wanted to find an opportunity to have an affair with her. And of course, she refuses. And so they said, if you refuse, then we're going to make up a lie about you and say that you were here with some, you kicked us out of the garden because you were here with another guy, that kind of thing. And it's an awesome story. And then Daniel comes in as the judge. In fact, that's what Daniel's name means. Daniel means God is judge. And so he comes in. They're about to put the woman to death because, you know, they believed the elders, because they were so respected. No one believed Susanna. And then, but Daniel came in, the Holy Spirit inspired Daniel to say, hold on, take a look. You're going to condemn this woman without even a fair trial. And so they go back. Daniel examines the two elders, catches them in the lie. Proved innocent. And then the two elders are put to death, and that obviously that ties in well with the gospel, which is the woman caught in adultery, which is an awesome gospel. So we see God's mercy and forgiveness here. A woman that was caught in adultery, and it says in the very act of adultery, and they bring the woman to Jesus to ask what should be done with her. And they're trying to trap him, because if he says, don't stone her, they said, well, he can't possibly be the Messiah because he's violating the Mosaic law, which says that you are to stone a woman to death if she's caught in adultery. If he says, yes, stone her, Jesus has been preaching love, mercy, forgiveness. So he's going to be a hypocrite contradicting his own teachings. So they think they figured he's got him trapped. Well, Jesus doesn't have time for their foolishness and bends down on the ground and writes something. Of course, we don't have any idea what he wrote. But I jokingly say that he wrote, where's the dude? Because if they're trying to catch Jesus on a point of the law, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10 and Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22 both say, the man and the woman caught in adultery are to be stoned to death, not just the woman. Both the man and the woman caught in adultery are to be stoned to death. Very clear in the law. So I think Jesus was calling them out on their hypocrisy. Why? It says the woman was caught in the very act of adultery, which means she was caught with someone. Why did they only bring her when the law says both are to be condemned and stoned to death, but they only brought the woman? So I think Jesus might have been calling them out, saying, if you're going to catch me on a point of the law, why didn't you bring both? And I think the reason this is just me speculating here, it doesn't say in the scriptures, I think that they only brought the woman because the person she was caught with was a Pharisee, And so now we see that tie in back with the first reading with Susanna. All right.